I am reading Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 20. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, what is going on in here? Come on now, you got to get together. Don't make me get Ruby the sheepdog after you. Come on. Boy, you step out for a minute and look what happens. Oh, I've seen my share of lambs being born, and it is special every time. But this big old angel telling us to go find the Messiah. I reckon I never held a newborn. No, people don't much appreciate the smell of shepherds. We don't get a lot of invitation to baby showers, you know what I mean? Don't blame them, really. It ain't a clean business. I can't hardly believe this is happening. I just got to get a grip. I got to get a grip. No, I got to tell people. That's what I got to do. I got to tell people. I got to share this news. I got to let them know. But it is my busiest time of the year. I mean, I got 62 sheep in my flock this year. In another couple of weeks, half of them got to go to market. I don't have time to be gallivanting all over the place. Besides, who's going to listen to me anyway? It's not like I got much of a reputation to speak of. Nobody looks twice my way. And I'm going to talk about an angel sighting and a Messiah coming. No. Maybe I should get my manners on. Hear ye, I might say. I need to remember that proper way of talking that my mama was always rambling on about. Clean up a little. Maybe get the dirt out of my fingernails and brush my... Oh, no, who am I kidding? You can't hide this man. Maybe I ought to just stay here. What am I supposed to do with all these sheep? Yes, I'm talking to you. You'd get all confused and wander away again. Besides, that goes against every shepherd and code ever written. And we Benjamins, we ain't nothing if we ain't good shepherds. But what I don't get is why that angel come to me. There's 100 more important people in this valley than me. It just don't make no sense. None of it makes any sense. Unless he just wants to turn everything on its head again. I mean, we got a whole history of him doing that. When I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I went to synagogue school. I heard them stories. Abraham, he was just an old man. Moses, he wasn't nobody. Joseph, he was the youngest brother. David, just a kid. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not supposed to make any sense. Maybe that's just what God does. Because the people that those angels came to tonight, we got ragamuffin in our blood. And this seems like the most important news ever been shared on God's green good earth. He said good news. Good news that's going to bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born in Bethlehem. And we're going to recognize him by a very specific sign. He's going to be wrapped in cloths and lying, get this, in a manger. I mean, a Messiah in a feeding trough. Even my family wasn't that bad. We didn't have two sticks to rub together, but I had a bed when I was a kid. All Israel's been waiting a long time for this Messiah. I've been waiting for the one who would come and make it all right for people like me. And now, it seems he might just be more like me than we ever thought possible. I think that angel was a little off. That ain't good news. That's the best news ever. Come on, boys. We got some work to do. Leave the sheep. We got some good news to tell. Merry Christmas.